How do you feel physically right now?
I feel great. You know, I'm excited to just kind of be a normal guy and get out there and get some at-bats and play and have some fun with the guys.
What a difference a year makes. I think about spring training last year, and there was no clarity as to when you'd be able to even play at that point. How good do you feel physically and just emotionally right now?
Well, anything's better than last year, definitely, because I had no idea kind of what the future was going to hold or when that day was going to come, as you said. So physically, I feel good. You know, I'm still working on just getting in shape and getting in game playing shape, and my head's doing great. So I'm excited just to have a fresh start, and obviously the excitement coming off of last year, you know, we're all energized for sure.
Although your season was cut short last year for a separate injury, just that month were you able to come back and play. Did that prove something to you for the concussion part about what you had to deal with?
Yeah, I think so. I'm glad that I at least got those, you know, 3 weeks to a month in coming into this year, knowing that I got back out there and I was able to get out there and do some things. Certainly didn't, you know, go as well as you would want physically, but just emotionally and mentally, I think that was huge going into this year.
It's Grapefruit League baseball, but it looked really good the other day. As two doubles coaxing that balk, it looked and felt, from my vantage point, like Brian Roberts.
It felt good. You know, I love getting out there and try to make some things happen, and certainly, you know, people joke with me that doubles are kind of my thing, and I enjoy getting out there and doing that and running the bases and scoring runs, and you know, that's what this team has always wanted me to do and needed me to do, and hopefully something that I can continue to bring to the table this year.
When you look back, Brian, last year the team did not take a lot of bags. They did not have a lot of team speed. Now Nate McLouth is going to be with the Orioles for a full year. Hopefully Nolan Reimold with the Orioles for a full year. You're going to be with the Orioles for a full year. Can this be a team that's really aggressive on the bases?
I think we feel like we're going to have a lot more team speed than we had last year, definitely. And Buck wants us to go out there and be aggressive when we have it. He wants us to take it, and we have some guys that can do that. So hopefully it's just another dimension of our team that will add, you know, a little bit more than we did last year.
Two more quick things with Brian Roberts here on WBAL. Brian, first of all, just the energy right now at this camp. You've been to a lot of camps coming off of disappointing seasons for the team. It feels palpable to me that there's a big difference energy-wise with this group.
Oh, I definitely think there is. I mean, anytime you come off of a year that, like we had last year, you know, a playoff run, and the city was energized, the fans were energized, our team was, and the organization was energized, and I think that that's certainly carried over. You know, the Ravens winning the Super Bowl certainly hasn't hurt, and the city's excited about everything that's going on in the sports world in our town, and you know, as a team, we're looking forward to making another good run at it.
And finally, great news for you personally. I know your wife is now expecting.
Yes, I was making sure that ball didn't hit my truck. yeah, we are expecting a child August 5th, and it'll be our first, and we're very excited. It's going to be a great change and an addition to our life, and we're looking forward to it.
Congratulations, Brian. Best of health. Thank you.
Thanks a lot.